Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because people cannot even afford hamburgers right now. It's that bad. So burgers are not selling right now. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a sponsor today, Delete Me, and I will talk about them in a bit. But let me break something down for you, and that is people right now have no money. People right now are really spread very, very thin. And the problem with it is that people are kidding themselves and they're doing stupid things to go out and to continue the charade that they're doing good. Now, Burger King has thousands of franchises across the country. One of their largest franchisees is a company named Consolidated Burger Holdings out of the Florida Panhandle. They have 57 locations. And they just filed a massive bankruptcy. How massive is massive? Well, they owe $37 million and they have 57 locations. So the math ain't mathin', as someone once said to me. And people are not doing well, but people can't afford this. Now, when you go to a burger joint right now, people cannot afford to, buy the combo meals. Burger King is not cheap anymore. But Burger King, this group of Burger King restaurants attributed to a few things. Number one, the inflationary numbers that we've had lately. Everything has gone up. Everything from labor, it's too expensive to pay these people, food prices, fixed costs, shenanigans that you have to give away from the wrappers to everything in the stores have gone up exponentially, and you cannot sell it. You would be raising the prices daily. So this company, think about this, did $67 million in sales. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's great. They did over an average of over $1 million a location. Last year, they lost $12.5 million. The majority of the locations were upside down and could not make a profit. Now, this whole thing started here in California, as I walked through this beautiful park. And that is, hey, listen, we're going to give everybody $20 an hour. Well, you don't understand. You hear that your cousin in California, who's an idiot, he's not nearly as smart as you are, he's getting $20 an hour, I'm getting $20 an hour, or I'm not going to work, I don't want to do this. Now, it spreads like wildfire. So you're going to pay $800 a week to the people that you walk up to at those fast food places that some are charismatic, some are anything but. Okay, let's leave it at that. They're making $800 a week. That's a great living right now. It really is. Get a roommate or two, and you could live high on the hog. Okay? Get yourself a Z28 and you can just party. The point is that burgers are upside down. Everything is upside down right now. Jerome Powell steps forward and talks about stagflation. And USA Today, sometimes I think that their business section is run by fifth graders because they said, there's no formal definition of stagflation. Well, yeah, there is. It's high unemployment, low demand, and high inflation. That's stagflation. You mix that in a pot, USA Today, and that's what stagflation is. Look at this fat squirrel. Hey, buddy, I got nothing for you today. But crazy, okay? So, with that being said, things are slow. They want interest rates to be dropped to spur the economy. I'm telling you could drop them to 2% again. People cannot afford what people are selling. They cannot afford burgers. I am telling you this right now. This is going to be the Bud Light moment for Red Robin. Red Robin had a deal, and there's a Red Robin in Irvine that's near a place called The District. It's a nice location. You should take my kids there. And they had a deal for $20. $20, you could get a free burger every day for a month. Their burgers are, how much are their burgers now, guys? To walk in, to buy a hamburger, $20 to $22 a piece. So they were going to give you 30 of those, $600 worth of stuff for $20. The only problem is you have to download the app, which I hate doing because hey, we're going to send you discounts. We're going to send you emails. We're going to talk to you, Dan. No, I don't want to talk to you. I want my 30 hamburgers so I can film it on my channel. Nope, immediately unavailable. Oh, because we only had a few. How many did you have? Now, here's the beauty of this is people went online And I'll show you guys some of the ads and things like this for this. People went online, they're furious about this because it seems kind of like a scam. It seems like maybe they had 100, maybe they had 50, but you can sit there and say, that's a lot. No, it's nothing, guys. They made it sound like there were going to be thousands and thousands of these sold, and not a chance, not a chance. So unbelievable, guys, unbelievable that they did this, but it goes to the problem with the economy right now that people can't afford this. And why would you want to go to Red Robin anyways if it's $22 to sit there? You know, Cokes are $5. So you're going to get out of there before you tip anybody. You know, you're looking at, you know, $32, $33, you know, a meal for yourself. Forget the kids, leaving them in the car. They can dream about what it's like to have a burger. You know what I mean? So let me know what you think so far. There's a lot more to cover on this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. You know, one thing that we're all victims to is data brokers. Data brokers compile all of our personal information and sell it online. There is a great company out there called Delete Me that will help remove this on an ongoing basis. It's absolutely fantastic. I've been a member for over 7 months now, and it absolutely works. And what they do, sign up, give them personal information about yourself, and they will go to work immediately. And they will get rid of things like your email off the web, your address, pictures of you, your phone number, where you work, everything, your home's value. I mean, they do so much. It's absolutely amazing. Check it out today. Use the link below, the iAllegedly discount code, and you will save 20%. Go to joindeleteme.com/iAllegedly and save 20%. But use the link below. It's the easiest way to get there. Now, think about this. I love this because every month I get a report and they send me everything that they're eliminating. And I just got one. It's fantastic. So check it out today. It's a great service. If you don't want to use the link below, use this QR code, use your phone, take a picture of it, and you can sign up for the service and get the great discount. It works so well. Everybody should do this. Check out Delete Me today. It's a great service, and save 20%. I want to continue with the burger thing for a second. And my buddy, the Health Ranger, did a great video that you have to see, and I will leave the link below for you, where he sealed up McDonald's hamburgers and food for 10 years and then filmed it and put it under a microscope. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's got to be just disintegrated, a mold festival, toxic waste. Nope, it's intact, intact. What is that made of, guys? That it's intact like that. So I'm telling you, you know what's weird? I would go out and buy one of those tubs of lettuce, and in 10 days it will grow into something that I need a blowtorch, and it looks like the Wolfman's gonna pop out of that thing. You know what I mean? It's like, God, what is this? And just crazy, crazy gooey stuff. But nope, the burger is intact. So the link will be below for you to watch it, because it is just crazy. Tamara writes me, and her and her husband own a construction company in Texas, and went out and put some stuff in the credit cards and wanted to make a payment on all their credit cards to get it paid off. So they brought some cash into the bank. Bank charged them on their statement $52.75 to make a cash deposit. What? What? So the husband calls upset and says, what is this? Well, you guys are only entitled to 4 deposits a month. Now think about it. You're running a business. I've had days where I've had 14 deposits in a day. I'm telling you guys this. You're only allowed so many checks a month, 20 checks in a month. Now think about this. I had a vendor who was a den of thieves, who were criminals, who I ended up suing, 30 years ago. But these people were so bad that they would send an invoice and statements and 25, invoices on it. We'd pay it. And then they'd go, hey, listen, invoice 6841-C was never paid. Well, yeah, it was in that batch. No, that wasn't there. Well, here's your bill. Here's this. So what we had to do was we had to go out and we had to write individual checks for that. And I mean, $4.63, $19, $3,826. We would do that month after month after month. And the sole reason for that was because of their sheer incompetence. I would be I'd be probably still be paying for that now if I dealt with Chase Bank. So how do you have that, guys? How does this okay that, you know, so let me know, guys, let me know. Cause I mean, this kind of stuff just floors me and throws me for a loop. Here's a good one for you. You know, we talk about, you know, working from home and being a team player. Well, there's a good one for you. Jean Jordan was promoted by the newly elected city attorney of San Diego. She's the new city attorney. Well, that's great. It's a powerful job. Well, she's already signed up for a four-month cruise. She's going to conduct city business from a cruise ship. Say that again? Yeah, she's going on a four-month cruise. Cruise of a lifetime. come on. Who votes for these people, man? I'm telling you guys, accountability, nah. That's for you. I don't have accountability. I mean, do you guys understand? The woman's sitting on a cruise ship, okay? And now understand, she's not a content creator. She's not me who could reach out everybody with her satellite. You know what? I bring my satellite phone with me so everybody can call me and everybody can communicate with me. Think Jean's got her satellite phone? I'm going to say no. And by the way, go to SAT123 if you want to get satellite phone. But isn't that crazy, guys? So unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. These people don't want to work. Another cool thing with that, you know, I talked about this in the last video about how LA or California wants to have a law where if you have a vacant, it started with warehouse and industrial buildings and large commercial buildings, that you could be charged $5 a square foot for vacancies over 182 days. No. This goes to retail storefronts too. So if you're in a shopping center and you got four or five locations and one of them's vacant and been vacant for a while, you're going to get charged $5 a square foot. Now think about that. 1,200 square feet, $6,000, guys. Hello. Because I can't rent the place out. You're going to penalize me. Well, realtors and business owners are starting to have a problem with this. You could have had a problem with this 25 years ago when you elected these people, but nobody does that. Nobody sits there and complains about this, you know, till after the fact. Los Angeles approved a $98 million homeless program in January. Just approved it. 2 days ago, they got rid of a $5 million program that would get homeless veterans off the street and give them rental access. City Council voted that down. Do the math, guys. I mean, come on. The math ain't mathing. But you see what I'm saying? It just gets ridiculous. This homeless, you know, boondoggle is a scam. All this stuff is a scam. But I don't want to be a lawyer in the office. You think the city attorney would ever have to go to court? How do you file paperwork from a cruise ship? Via fax? Via email? I'll just send PDFs. I'll do DocuSign. I mean, come on. Do you get how ridiculous this gets after a while? That don't work then. Don't have a job. Just be on vacation. You know what I mean? Come on. You know? And again, cities and municipalities that don't know how to run businesses, so they tax us. We know how to do that. Guys, come up with something new. We got to come up with something innovative to rip these guys off. And we don't have enough tax dollars because businesses are failing. That Burger King just went out of business, man. What are we going to do? How are we going to tax? You know what we'll do? We'll tax them on their vacant Burger King locations because they may have 57 of them out of business soon. You see how stupid that is? Okay, who's going to pay for that? You wonder why the economy is bad. It's this. It's that. But you voted for this. Don't forget that. You voted for these people. Here's a number that's kind of wild. There were a lot less people that came from Canada in March to the United States. What do you think? 10,000 people, 20,000 people? No, 900,000 less people crossed the border from Canada to the United States. Tariffs will teach you. Now, remember, I went to that show, the hardware show, and I had a lot of people that were blaming Canada and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll show you. Okay, you'll show us. Google just got hit with antitrust substantially harmed customers through an antitrust violations, the judge just rules, using the Sherman Act. Now, guys, I was in business, you know, 25 years ago, and had somebody do something very heinous to me, and they insisted that I do business with certain people that were overcharging people, and I said, this doesn't seem legal. And I had a brilliant attorney, Barry, who knew about franchises and knew about, laws as far as antitrust laws, and we sued their pants off and won, and it was great. But this is something that Google could be in real, real trouble for, because anti-competitive claims as far as their ads are concerned, and making it so that they have the only ad program around, which we've all used that. If you've been in business, you've had to use Google Ads to have people see your stuff. I mean, it's just that simple. You know, those of us that are old enough to remember the early days of the internet, you know, it was great because you could build a website, do some keywords, and have people show up. Didn't need to pay anybody. Adam Schiff says the greatest line ever, and that is, what I've been warning you guys about for 10 years is here. So I love Adam Schiff. I do. I'd love to have him on the show someday. But he's really great because he's talked so much about the economy and so much about the gold and how important gold is. And I've told you guys this. We've seen gold go from a year ago, $2,150 to $3,350, and the sky's the limit. So that's great. Talked about the homeless thing. I'm telling you, I'm blown away about how few people are coming across the border. And the other thing is, I mean, I get certain like hate mail and certain letters that somebody goes to the point of sending me something just to let me know what an ass I am. And they send it Federal Express. They send it UPS. They'll mail it to me. They'll put it in an email. They'll send it to every single email they can find for me, everything. And one guy worked for JCPenney's, and I said something about a year ago about how, I don't know how these places are still open. And that guy was just so offended by that. It's the greatest store. If you would turn off your blinders, Mr. Moneybags, and go in there and buy stuff, you would understand how great JCPenney's is. Well, they were going to close 8 stores. Now they're going to close 7 more. And they did file bankruptcy in 2020. And certain stores that should have been shut down then are getting the axe now. So you're going to see eventually 8 stores close. 7 are going to immediately close. And one of them, they're going to let hold on until August. You can read the story below. And hopefully that guy will write me back and tell me what a great company they are again. Oh, look at all the hummingbirds over here. You guys see that? Well, now they're gone. Okay. Just like me. Okay. Anyways, let me know. Let me know what you think so far. Because I'm telling you, this is just... It's the greatest news cycle of our lives, guys. It really, really is. These beautiful little hummingbirds. You know, I learned yesterday a hummingbird can fly 3,000 miles from its home to come up here. Isn't that crazy? You think you guys have worthless trivia spinning in your head? I've got weeks from it. I just could talk to you about nothing. Isn't that great? Look at that little bird. Anyways, whipping by my head. Zoom, zoom, zoom. The bees and stuff. Anyways, let me know what you think so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few things. First thing, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. I absolutely love. There are over 250 videos on that site, and it's everything that we can't talk about other places. You go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for that, iallegedly.tv, and check it out today. A few things that are happening in the economy is that Zillow says that they've turned into a bear situation where the housing market across the country is going down. Okay, we'll see. We will see. There are hot markets here in Southern California. I spoke to a realtor in great depth yesterday about how he's got pockets that house comes on the market, there'll be 3 or 4 offers for it. Over ask, and then a house will sell and people will open the next one 200 grand higher. And you're talking stuff under $2 million, but just gonna show everybody. We're gonna get the top of the market before this thing collapses. We're in a full freight recession. Cannot stop that, guys. You have more freight companies, large freight companies that have over 100 drivers. Over a dozen of them have gone out of business in 2025. That's your telltale sign, guys. When shipping isn't happening and things are not getting moved from point A to point B, you got a problem. You have a problem when that happens. And people just don't want to look at that. So, you know, look at what the experts are doing. Get yourself some education during this time, guys, because I love meeting people. I love talking to people. I love getting people's input on the economy and what they do for a living. How is it affecting them? How's credit with your business right now? Because that's going to be the sign. People that can maintain it, Tamara and her husband, that are trying to run an above, you know, board, you know, business and not get stuck in debt and go borrow, you know, their brains out, are trying to do the right thing. And what does, you know, Chase Bank do? I get a kick out of Chase Bank. Hey, we have no fees. Sure you do. Ask Tamara and her husband what kind of fees they have. They're all, I mean, insert swear word here. It's ridiculous, the fees that they have. You know, hey, you can only write, if you have four deposits a month. What business has that? I mean, seriously, you have people that run credit card machines. You have people that deposit, online payments, ACH payments. You know, think about that. Four deposits a month. That's insanity. Okay, it's not even a business account. So Chase Bank should be ashamed of themselves. But again, Chase Bank yesterday's video, hey, we want to loosen the restrictions so you can buy a house right now. And come, hey, you know what? Just tell us what you make. Okay, that sounds good. How much is the house? Well, that one just went up 200 grand. That's nicer than the one that Dan looked at. Okay, well, let's go get that. You know what I mean? It's lunacy, guys. It's absolute lunacy. Stay out of debt. Have an emergency fund. Get yourself some gold and silver. Hold it in a drawer. Okay? Do that. Don't tell anybody where you have it. Okay? Reach out. Hello at iallegedly.com. Onward and upward. I will see you very soon.